Referring to former city and borough mayor Jack Shea as a monster loose in the community, Superior Court Judge William Carey issued a sentence of 35 years in prison with 17 to serve, marking the end of a high-profile child pornography case. The 81-year-old Shea spoke publicly for the first time since his arrest on November 4th. He says he's proud of much that he's accomplished in his life.
I have contributed a great deal to my community here. No person or entity can ever erase these accomplishments or take them away from me. Now, however, I must take responsibility for all my actions. I have had a truly lamentable secret obsession for over 65 years. I was not able to control it.
Shea, who says he considered suicide, is working with a professional analyst. He says he was sexually abused as a child, which he believes to be the root of what he calls his mania.
Even though I feel that somehow a great burden has been lifted from me, I am truly remorseful, and I've asked and am begging for forgiveness from all the powers and all the people. I also earnestly hope that the authorities will use all of their powers to stop the creation of this objectionable material, much of which is free on the internet.
While admitting his crime, Shea questioned the length of his sentence. He says it's harsher than similar or worse crimes and that others judged him prematurely because of his position in the community.
They were abetted in their efforts by the prejudicial ravings of a former official who, before guilt was established, went on, which evoked the specter of pogroms and the Holocaust. Here in the United States of America, I had always believed that a person was presumed to be... Never mind.
Prosecutor James Scott gave a history of the case, which started on November 4th when Shea took a computer and printer to a local business for repairs. The business discovered images of child pornography and contacted police. Police got a search warrant for Shea's home and seized significantly more images. Scott says the vast majority were not clearly illegal and therefore did not result in criminal charges.
Mr. Shea's collection ran the gamut from very violent, disturbing stuff to not violent, not disturbing stuff. And it's worth noting that his collection, though counts 1 through 87 were illegal images, Mr. Shea's child pornography collection, broadly defined, was huge, was enormous, goes back, appears, many decades.
Shea eventually was charged with 91 counts of child pornography. The plea deal dropped most of those charges in exchange for a guilty plea to 7 counts. 3 of those stem from homemade videos that show Shea molesting prepubescent girls. Scott says other videos found were disturbing, but not criminal.
When Jack Shea went to ballet performances, he videotaped the pelvises of the underage performers. When he went to swim meets, he focused on those areas of little girls' bodies. When Jack Shea was the grand marshal of our 4th of July parade, he used the opportunity to videotape up girls' skirts sitting on the cement side of the curb.
Scott says the psychological damage from molestation can last a person's entire life. He says that while it is a harsh sentence for a first offender, it's appropriate. Shea's attorney, Chris Boyette, says his client clearly regrets his criminal actions.
Over the period of the last 10 months or so, he's really figured it out. He recognizes that people were harmed by his action and feels really quite a bit of remorse about it.
Boyette says that most of the charges against Shea stem from images on the low end of the scale for crimes involving molestation. He says it's clear from Shea's overall collection that his client prefers less graphic images. Judge Carey says that collection is evidence of an unhealthy obsession. He says that when issuing a sentence, he considers the offender as well as the offense.
In this case, I understand that Mr. Shea has a long record of public service in the community. I'm a relative newcomer to the community and wasn't here for much of that time. I consider it, but ultimately, today, it doesn't matter a hell of a lot.
Carey says the pattern of behavior and collection of material is so appalling that it's difficult to consider any good Shea has done for the community.
Needless to say, the horror that one or more mothers felt when they had to look at video documentation that was found in Mr. Shea's residence and realize, that's my daughter, that's our house.
Carey says he's glad Shea's working with a professional in hopes of rehabilitation, but it's a little late and doesn't make much difference. Alaska statutes allow sentences to be reduced by one-third for good behavior. With 17 years to serve, Shea could be eligible for parole in about 12 years. He would be 93. The judge, defense, and prosecution agreed it's likely Shea will die in prison. If he does survive and is released, he would face 5 years of probation and would be required to register as a sex offender for 15 years. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.